It's just gone 6:05 right here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, and that means it's time for a wrap of the day's markets activity with Makwe Maselela, Portfolio Manager at BP Bernstein. Makwe, good to have you with us this evening.
Thank you.
Another record day for the markets. What exactly is going on there?
You know, I think it's just about time. You know, I mean, we saw the markets trying to reach that during the intraday. But yes, I think the markets generally, not just South African markets, are continuing to benefit, you know, from this short-term momentum, which is a very nice one. And you check, you know, almost everything was okay, you know. You check our diversified mining companies, they were all up. Your Anglo American, your Glencore, your Billiton, you know. And yes, more importantly, you know, our biggest boy, which is Naspers. I mean, the guys were up as well. That was also a new record high for them as well. The likes of Richmond as well, you know. So generally, I think, you know, if you check any economic news which is coming out, whether it's back home here or overseas, it seems just to be okay. The only setback, there's been the stories what is happening at Spain. But other than that, you know, the tax reforms, the markets are optimistic that they will come to fruition. Why are they optimistic about that? I don't know, because they failed to pass the health reform, you know.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a challenge. And even if it has to happen, it's not going to happen today, you know. Yes, data coming out of the U.S. continue to confirm that the U.S. economy is doing just okay, meaning chances are come December, they should be able to increase interest rates. So, and for me, I think most of the good news have been baked into asset prices.
Okay.
So as a result, I don't know what else will be able to help us go up. We had the earnings seasons, they were okay, the markets went up. So I think one way or the other, there should be some form of correction,
okay,
and emphasizing on correction, not a crash, you know, that the markets, one way or the other, they just have to correct. And it can be a very good correction because it will give people an opportunity to get involved going forward. So that's where it is. That's what is happening. That momentum, people are riding on it. And they say a trend is your friend. So you just have to go with that.
So you're seeing some sort of correction coming in sometime soon because it's short-term momentum.
Yes.
As for the rand, though, that seems to have steadied now between 1350, 1370 range. What's actually steering the direction of that?
And then, you know, we have to be honest, it's not a nice level. You know, we'd like to see it below 13 or so. But the fact that the U.S. were factored in 70% chances of interest rates going up that side, that has been very positive for the dollar. The fact that the tax reforms will come and the U.S. economy is doing okay, that has been very positive for the asset prices when it comes to the U.S. So you see people moving their money back to the U.S. and that's negative for the rand. And unfortunately, or fortunately, back home here, there's no dull moment. We have our own issues, you know. And yesterday as well, you know, for our Reserve Bank governor to say that, in fact, it started with the Treasury to say that, you know, the economic growth is not going to be what we think is going to be, maybe probably 1% instead of the projected
1.3%.
Exactly. The governor of the Reserve Bank to say, you know what, this whole thing of corruption is a big deal. You know, stuff like that, you know, they also put a negative dent on the rent. So the rent will continue to be where it is, you know. I mean, as we're talking 1360 or so. And unfortunately, coupled with high oil prices, I mean, oil prices are still at very elevated levels. Yes, we're seeing a new marriage, you know, between Saudi Arabia
and Russia.
You know, and those are the big oil manufacturers. But more importantly, yesterday we got the numbers from the U.S. showing us a far much better than expected, you know, decline in the stockpiles in the U.S. Market was expecting anything less than 1 million, but we had almost 6 million drawdown. That was positive. And that there's a likelihood that OPEC might extend the output cuts because, remember, they're supposed to end sometime March next year. So that as well managed to give a boost to oil prices. But back home, a weaker rand, high oil price, talking $56 a barrel, that tells you that we're looking at another petrol price increase come end of the month.
Goodness, that's going to be quite painful, another petrol price increase. As you said a bit earlier, though, the markets have, to a large extent, priced in positive news in the US interest rate hikes there and Trumpflation coming through. So should these actually materialize? Is that dollar just going to spike and then the rand going to fall? To what extent have markets actually priced this in?
You know, if everything happens the way the market expects it to happen, then everything should be okay. And the rand should be, I mean, the dollar will continue to be where it is, you know, because the market or the dollar is acting as if it's going to come to fruition. But if only if it doesn't come to fruition, then we might see the collapse of the dollar itself and also the markets. And unfortunately, if the U.S. markets tend to go down, then definitely it's going to affect it, unless if they don't increase interest rates as well. Because if you don't increase interest rates in the U.S., you will see most of the money running back into emerging markets, and that will be able to boost our local markets, including other emerging market stocks.
And how does South Africa fare in relation to those other emerging markets? What are our chances of attracting that?
You know, given our political uncertainty, depends what's going to happen to December, additional, the ANC conference. But more importantly, you know, South Africa, as it stands now, we offer better yields when it comes to our bonds, you know. So that's good for us. So mainly is the whole thing of the political noise back home, because most of our companies, to be honest, are joining strong big companies, and we've been managing to attract good money. But now political issues will come into play.
And then on the companies front, we had PSG Consult out with interim results today. And the first line of that results statement, they described their results as satisfactory. What's your take?
I agree with them, given the environment. Remember, the guys that are more into wealth management, asset management, so people don't have money to invest. But now, fortunately, the market has been positive for them, because whatever money they have, they put it into the markets. Yes, given the low business and consumer confidence, given the low economic growth, I agree with them. They've done just so well. 10% is not too bad.
Not too bad, not too good either, according to you. It's also shares in data to tech today, and those fell close to 1.5%, and that was on the back of that interim trading update. What didn't the market like?
You know, fortunately, they managed to recoup some of the losses, because it opened down almost 3%. But the whole idea is that the guys are making a headline loss compared to any special that they made the previous 6 months. So that's what is happening. And that has been caused. But we know that they've been struggling, especially their subsidiary called Westcon, because Westcon, they had to finalize the implementation of SAP, and mainly in the, in Europe and Middle East and Africa as well. And then as well, if you check their Northern and Latin American regions, they've done very well. It's only South Africa and to some extent China which managed to drag them down. So the market were kind of, you know what, you got a PE of almost 19, a dividend yield of just more than one, kind of you are priced to perfection, so we don't expect any bad news coming from you. So at least they managed to recoup whatever losses that they made at the beginning.
And Makwe, where are you seeing value in the market at the moment?
Cash. If you're making money, I would suggest cashing. Take your profits, wait for another opportunity to get involved. Don't be greedy. So while you're making money, you'll cash in, remove the profits, and then wait for another opportunity.
So this ties into what you were saying earlier, that our equity markets are due for a correction, and that correction will provide an opportunity to
get
back in.
And if we get interest rates decreases in South Africa as expected, your likes of your retailers might be attractive going forward.
Okay, perfect. Makwe Masilela, Portfolio Manager at BP Bernstein. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.